Good day, radio listeners. It's time for Pure Sex Radio. This is the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles and learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction. And get serious about purity. Your hosts are Jonathan Daugherty, director of Be Broken Ministries, and Steven Cervantes, founder of Hope Counseling Center. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Steven on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We are glad that you're here with us today. If you're new to the broadcast, this is a program about overcoming lust, pornography, sexual addiction, and really what it's about is we attempt to train men and educate women. So this is going to be an especially fun broadcast. My name is Jonathan Daugherty, and I'm sitting here with my friend Steven Cervantes. Hello, Steven.
Hey, Jonathan.
This is going to be fun. I mean, Steven brought this idea into the studio, and I looked at it, and I thought, wow, this is going to be an interesting, fun broadcast, but we're going to talk about marital sex. Isn't that right?
That's right. We're going to venture out. Usually we talk about men and men's struggles and men's issues, but just a little global overview, if you would, today.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Why don't you kick us off and tell us what we're going to be talking about here?
Okay, I've been looking at some material written by Michael Metz and Barry McCarthy. And this material comes from some writings they've done. And they're talking about relationships and intimacy and what steps have to be taken to have great sexual intimacy with your spouse. And I've just picked up bits and pieces of material from them, and I'm just going to weave it into our dialogue today. Their first is about health and how essential it is to take care of your health. Smoking is not good, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, too much weight. If you don't exercise, if you're not sleeping well, enough hours, you know, you can't use your sexuality to somehow make your life better if everything else is spinning out of control.
Well, it doesn't. Even those things you mentioned, those ultimately have a direct effect on your sexuality, wouldn't you say?
That's right. In terms sure, of absolutely.
How you function and
yes, and probably it's easier for young guys to get away with abusing their body and performing sexually than middle-aged and older guys. So, but the point is, our bodies are temples, right? And if we keep them in great shape, then I think we'll also enjoy better sex. Great sex happens in great relationships and great marriages. And really, that's the goal of these discussions. We want to grow men to be great men so they can turn and be great husbands and great lovers, and they can be great servants of the Most High God. But there are some areas, in particular three today, that I want to go over that'll just crush your spouse, crush your relationship. If the goal is to have satisfying sex and be an intimate partner or an intimate team with your spouse, then we're going to go over three things that'll just crush that. One is too much anger, being too angry, too insulting, too demanding, too demeaning, just tearing up your partner and with your uncontrolled disappointments in life.
So you've got anger, and don't you think a lot of that... I mean, anger can come from all different sorts of areas. I mean,
yes.
Obviously for guys who have maybe gotten into a sexual addiction, there's just seems to be this rage that kind of goes underneath the surface. Like everything is a disappointment in life. Everything presses on that button. And certainly yes. A spouse who may be desiring more from her husband, more attention, more connection, more whatever, is going to maybe trigger some of that anger.
Yes, and so working on anger is critical for men. Now, some men don't get angry. It's not an issue. But we're talking about men that do get too loud, have too much energy, they get set off too quickly. And the second point they make is blaming. Mm. It's just so easy in a marriage to vent your anger and then to turn and blame your spouse. we don't have enough money because of you. There's no time because of you. It's your poor management of time, poor housekeeping, poor this, poor that. Just blaming your spouse for everything that's wrong is a great way to, you know, stick a dagger in a relationship.
Well, and blaming is just, I mean, it is definitely a poison.
Yes.
Because you're not, it immediately puts you on opposite teams. You know, in a marriage, in terms of this intimate team, you need to be fighting the issues together. And once you start blaming your spouse, you've immediately said, we're opposing one another.
Yeah, your best friend, your helper, your partner, your spouse gets trashed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that leads to a great team. And then the third issue is a word they use, alienation, or we've talked about it on this show as detachment. Mm. If you're alienated or detached, if there's a lot of distance, it's really hard to get up close, to get naked, to press flesh together with someone that you feel alienated or detached from.
Well, and how many times have we, especially dealing with sex addicts, how many times have we heard wives say, he's not present when we're making love? He glazes over. He's not there.
I was thinking the same thing. He doesn't say her name. He doesn't say anything. You know, during great sex, it would be nice if you said your wife's name and thanked her and just enjoyed her and celebrated her. And if you were present in the sexual moment, it's also helpful if you're present during the rest of the week.
Exactly. I've heard it said before that great sex starts in the kitchen.
There you go. There you go. And that's not a detached person if you're in the kitchen working side by side, cleaning up, fixing, preparing. That's right. I'm just going to go down a list of 11 what I have in front of me, and so I'm on number 3 now. Recent studies that compared the quality of sex with just singles or cohabitating couples or married couples, they compared those three groups, just random singles having sex, people living together, cohabitating couples, or married couples, and to figure out where was the best quality of sex found. And the answer is marriage.
Surprise.
Yeah.
God's system works, huh?
Yeah, that's it. And so what's the difference? Why is marital sex deemed to be the highest quality sex? Well, there's a sense of trust with someone you're building a life relationship with, and pleasure and cooperation. And there's some level of comfort. I wrote an article. Some of you know my wife died a year and 3 months ago, and I said, I really miss this, you know, this is going to sound odd, but I miss the sameness of marriage. There's some richness in being with the same person and getting to know one another and to building an institution of marriage over a long period of time. Just this, you know, on one hand, it can become, you know, common, but the alternative of being in the unknown and new people and change, that becomes old too. Mm-hmm. much change. There is some wonderful magic in the sameness of marriage, in the sameness of building with one person. And I kind of miss that, actually.
It's almost like there is a certain type of rest.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
In the commitment and the covenant of marriage, because you're not having to strive.
Yes.
You know, because the idea of them, you know, that they compared the singles and the cohabitating couples, there's a back door in those relationships. And you've always kind of got one foot out the back door and one foot in this relationship. So you can't rest.
Do you know how much energy it takes to date? Think about, you know, new and going out there and positioning yourself, being nice. And I mean, just that whole thing of some new trying and trying to find a fit. There's some wonderfulness to marriage and working with one person and trying to make the fit work.
Well, in this study, all this study does is confirm what Scripture has already told us.
Yes.
You know, that God blesses marriage, that he's the one that instituted it, he's the one that created it. And so it makes sense that sex would be the best in God's system.
Go God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Marital sex is also tender and playful, and there's a sense of respect. We're building a union, so we have to be careful with our partners because this is a long-term relationship, and there's some occasional experimentation that goes on. And then there's a sense of weaving our sexuality as we develop careers and as we raise children and work through life's challenges. We're weaving our marital sexuality through all those at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I think the thing that comes to mind is the idea of your spouse being an adventure of exploration. Too often, I think we think that in this marital relationship, it must go dry and stale and cold. Mm. But the reality is you and your spouse are in a constant state of motion internally. You're always, you don't have the same ideas that you did 10 years ago. You don't have the same opinions. Things are changing. There's always some type of motion going on. So if you see your spouse that way, the marital sex can even have that growing aspect to it, that there's movement to it, that there's,
yes,
it's not the same as it was 10 years ago in a growing, healthy relationship, you know? So it doesn't, too many times in our media and too many times people just assume that marital sex must at some point grow cold and stale.
Not so. And I think it's important to add some variety and change to it as we go along. Mm-hmm. Number four, healthy sexuality is really honest and realistic. And it fits into your lifestyle. It becomes part of your lifetime. Sure, there's a time for escape and fantasy and playing and having fun, enjoying your spouse. But somehow there's a healthy aspect of it. It becomes a part of day-to-day living. It's not some bizarre, bigger-than-life, you know, fireworks going off, longer-than-natural experience. No, healthy marital sexuality is honest and realistic.
Well, and what you were just saying leads into this next point that I was looking at here. Why don't you tell them about this, the R-rated movies? That's kind of an interesting comment.
Yeah, the authors said R-rated movies are usually sexually short, intense, they're nonverbal, and they're perfect. And if you think about porn movies, so that's the big screen R stuff. But if you think about the porn videos, in those you see a male with like an endless erection. And you see women that are crazier and more bizarre than normal women in odd situations and more erotic than regular women. And these are two insane models of sexuality.
I love that statement. It's insanity to think that that's actually real sexuality.
And this is a good time to talk to the boys out there now because, mm-hmm, boy, don't you want to reproduce the R or the porn? Don't you want to be the superstar doing super sex and bigger than life?
That's why these guys, you know, these wives are telling us he glazes over, he goes into another world. He's trying to reproduce in his marriage. I mean, if he's looking at pornography and then trying to be intimate with his spouse, when he glazes over like that, he's going into that video. He's going into that mode to try to, in some way, in this real experience, reproduce that. And it has the exact opposite effect. It creates distance and detachment and that alienation.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's an insane model. Pornography and the sex in movies is an insane model of sexuality.
Number six. Sexuality is not an athletic event or a competition. You know, it's not that. And somehow, you know, we as males, you know, sometimes outside marriage frequently go, we're going to have this big event. It's a competition. I'm going to push and win. And
I'm thinking of locker room talk here.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens? A lot of times it's about, you know, the conquest, the escapade.
Yes,
the
that's
thrill.
Exactly right. And guys challenging one another and asking how many and all that. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about God-given, healthy, marital sexuality. And it's really pleasure-oriented in terms of pleasing your spouse. Mm. And it's a meaningful part of our maturing and human experience, our spiritual and sexual experiences, our life journey. marital sexuality is a wonderful part of that journey.
Well, and I like the what you said about it being pleasure-oriented in terms of pleasing your spouse. You know, I am convinced that God gave us sex not as anything ever to be taken, but it was always meant to be given. And that's very important in the idea of marital sex. I think too often, because of our culture and the media and pornography and all these things, we look at sex as something to have, to take, to conquer.
Yes.
And our sexuality was always something that God intended in marriage to give as an expression of pleasing this, our spouse. And so that's a totally different model. You know, it's the difference between the insane model and the healthy God model, you know?
That's good. Very good. When we're walking in our God-given marital sexuality, there's always a sense of acceptance that you're a child of God and I'm a child of God, and we're going to play. And there's an emotional intimacy. And really, even there's a spirituality about oneness. It's not just raw, naked sex. It's really about oneness and acceptance and intimacy. And, you know, God, there's a godness about sex.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you can't deny the mystery that there is in the sexual relationship in marriage. There is a mystery to it that God says that the two shall become one. I can't explain that. I don't think anybody can accurately explain. There's a point at which you kind of you get to the end of reason and it becomes a mystery, but it's a beautiful thing, and it is something that I think creates that context in which that emotional intimacy can really blossom because of that mysterious nature of how it creates us into one.
Yes, that's good. It is a mystery that we are one with God and mm-hmm. one body and one with each other. Number 8, marital sexuality is an important part of the emotional glue of a marriage. It's part of the ingredients that makes a marriage good and sweet and right.
This is a statement my wife has made 100 times about marital sex. Is she says oftentimes it's the glue that holds the relationship together, in the sense that when you come together in that oneness, in that intimacy, there are times where it can heal some hurts.
Yes. You're leading into my next point.
Oh,
here.
Sorry.
Can I make this point and then you finish that thought?
There we go. I should have looked ahead.
Marital sex is a shared experience, and it's shared during different times. And this is what you were going into, Jonathan, mm-hmm, so I'm going to jump back ahead. Sometimes when we're anxious and just feeling out of sorts and overwhelmed, we can comfort each other with our sexuality. Sometimes when we're just exhausted and overwhelmed by what the world is burdening us with, sometimes we just want to play and have fun, and sometimes we do need some healing. And then there are times when we experience heavy losses in our life. Now, pick up where you were.
That's kind of what I was going into. It kind of gets back to that mysterious nature of sex in marriage, that it can be part of the entire journey in your marriage. Not just, I think sometimes too often, especially as men, you know, the men out there are probably going to understand what I'm about to say, but we can often compartmentalize sex in our marriage, you know, kind of detach the bedroom from the rest of our lives. And we expect to go in there, especially as men, we expect to go in there, have this mind-blowing experience, and then kind of re-enter this humdrum, mundane life. And I see the way God created sex as a part of that whole journey. It can, when you're up, when you're down, when you're sideways, when you're, you know, sometimes there are even times where my wife and I might be at odds with each other, but we can still experience sexual intimacy, and it's almost like at certain times it can be this healing agent.
Yes.
To those wounds.
To bring you back together.
Yeah.
That's right. That's excellent. And so point 10 would be that healthy marital sexuality is a lifelong learning process, because you learn about it when you're 20 and 30 and 40 and 50, and you learn about it while we're going through different phases of our lives, careers, children, retirement. So it's about the part of the package involving personal growth, and it's important to try to understand your spouse and their wants and needs. And it's a tool to enhance intimacy no matter your age.
That's important, because I think, again, that mentality that marital sex must grow cold or stale at some point in time, this kind of blows that up. Because it says, no, this is about a growing process. This is about learning. This is about understanding your spouse. And I, what I've found fascinating is the more I understand my wife on all other levels, it increases my ability to please her on the sexual level.
Yes.
And that's what I think this learning and development is about. It's not about learning new techniques or learning new positions or, you know, learning new sexual things necessarily, as it is about letting the sex within your marriage grow with the rest of your marriage.
That's good.
To grow along
That's
with all
right.
the other aspects.
Excellent. Excellent point. So my last point would be, or the last point from the text would be, it's important for men to learn to piggyback their arousal around their wife's arousal. Some guys just want to have sex for themselves with their spouse and be done with it and don't care where their spouse is. But if you piggyback your sexuality around hers, then you get to experience her arousal and your arousal.
Mm-hmm.
She gets pleasured and you get pleasured. And if you can set up that dynamic, I think that's a great, you know, dynamic.
Well, and here's the fact of the matter. I mean, this is just biology. Women are slower than men in their sexuality, in just arousal alone. And so, I've heard it said before that men are microwaves and women are crockpots when it comes to their sexuality.
Yes.
If men would learn to slow down in the process, it's a win-win situation all the way around. And I think this is also part of that growing, learning, developing in marital sex. And I guess if we had to bring this entire broadcast to a point, wouldn't that be the point to see sex in your marriage as something that's growth oriented? It's not, you're not yes. going to reach some pinnacle where it just must plateau. And if you feel like your sex in your marriage is plateaued, then there probably needs to be some analysis of what's going on in your relationship.
I had this guy speak to me, and he said to me, "I get it now. I'm supposed to take better care of my wife than my business and other things." And my wife is kind of distant from me, but I'm on a mission now to help my wife fall back in love with me. Mm. I thought, wow, this guy gets it. If he can honor his wife and do things that she needs, she can't help but respond in time. You know, it may take some time, but she's going to respond. She wants to be in love. She wants to be in a great marriage. And if we can treat our wives that way, such that we help them to fall in love with us, and the application is, even in our sexuality, we have to use ourselves wisely, mm-hmm. because the goal is to grow great marriages that honor our Heavenly Father. And that's it.
Well, just like I thought, that was a lot of fun, and I hope that it was encouraging to you listeners. We're going to have to break there for this week's broadcast, but we've got some more information kind of in this similar vein that we're going to bring to you next week, so be sure to tune in next week when we come at you again with the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We'll see you then. Men, what would happen if you lived your life with purity, passion, and purpose? Could you make a difference in the world, in your family, in your marriage, in your community, I want to tell you about a product that we have that can help you become the man of purity, passion, and purpose that God has designed you to be. There's a workshop that I conducted entitled Becoming a Man of Purity, Passion, and Purpose. We have compiled this workshop onto a 2-CD set that contains 3 sessions. It also has a companion workbook. And this is all about fulfilling your destiny in God's family. If you struggle with pornography, if you're struggling with a sexual addiction, if you're just saying, you know what, I'm fed up with being mediocre, I'm fed up with living just a less than abundant life, this is the resource you need. This resource is a great gift idea. Ladies, if you're out there and your husband or your father, or there's a man in your life who you know could just use some inspiration, could just use some extra help to understand what is it going to take to live the abundant life that God promises, this is the resource. And we want to give you a special offer today of a 20% discount on this resource. We're going to give you that contact information in just a moment. You can also go to our website at pureliferesources.com and use the coupon code PASSION. Again, the coupon code PASSION will get you the 20% discount. That's Becoming a Man of Purity, Passion, and Purpose. Contact us today for a 20% discount.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. We want to hear from you. This broadcast is not possible without the prayers and financial contributions of listeners like you. Please send your notes and donations to Pure Sex Radio, 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. Again, the mailing address is 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. You may also reach us by phone toll-free at 1-800-49-PURITY. Our toll-free number again is 1-800-497-8748. Our website is a great resource for archived broadcasts, helpful resources, and secure donations. Simply visit www.puresexradio.com for more information.
I gave my husband an ultimatum, which was very hard.
Some of the things I was involved with were taking over my life.
It got to the point where I had an affair.
I had basically been lying to her for about 10 years.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. At New Life, we want to take away every barrier to winning the battle against sexual addiction. We've made the Everyman's Battle program shorter, so anyone going doesn't have to miss work. We've lowered the price, and we've reduced the distance you have to travel, because we're holding it in several cities every month.
For the first time, I heard somebody talk my language. I didn't feel like God's first mistake anymore.
If you've called us before about someone you love or care about, and they couldn't make it work to attend, please call us back at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you've never, ever called, take the first step toward helping someone find freedom from sexual addiction. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every man's battle changed my whole life completely.
That wraps up our time together on this week's Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We look forward to having you back next time when we again tackle real-life struggles with lust, porn, and sex addiction. Until then, remember, the price you pay today for purity is a bargain compared to the pain it costs if you put it off.